Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3204BN. Today's date is November 5th, 2023, and the thought of the episode is White House stormed. Everyone has a choice against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Let's talk about our health. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Generally, you have to use multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that this amazing pill is not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but that it also helps remove the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. But there's more. If you place your order now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to trimwithx22.com to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now being exposed to the public. Really think about what's happening right now. We have one more year to go with Trump's plan where he put the resident into place. And this next year is going to actually show the people the truth. He's going to show the people how these individuals rigged the election and how they cheated in the election and overthrew the United States government and the duly elected president. During this year, we're going to see the economy completely implode and everyone's going to realize the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, the entire agenda that the World Economic Forum, the central bank, the Biden administration is pushing does not benefit the people. It actually destroys the economy, destroys the country, and the people are going to see this. So that's going to be exposed. And the people are now already seeing the policies of the Biden administration and the deep state players. And everything that they have done is exposed. So this next step, this next phase that we're going into, the next year, is going to expose the infiltration. What do I mean by that? Well, really look at the situation right now. We have the situation going on in Israel. Israel right now is going after the Hamas terrorists. And they are now cleaning them out. Now, of course, the deep state players, they do not want Israel to go into Gaza. They don't want the Israelis flushing out the terrorists. That's why they're calling for a ceasefire and they're trying to use that. But think about the open borders here. Think about the terrorists that came over the borders and think about what the people are watching. And then think about the infiltration. We're already starting to see how those in government are going to react to this infiltration. Because remember, Obama placed a lot of these individuals in place and they are now in government. They're part of the swamp. They're part of the Muslim Brotherhood. They're all part of their system that was infiltrated. And when you see a terrorist act, when you see pro-Palestinian protests slash riots, which are actually Antifa, BLM, and the illegals that came into this country, when you see them going after the statues, when you see them going after the White House, when you see them out there protesting and causing riots and destruction, how are the government officials going to react this time? Now, last time it was BLM, Antifa embedded in BLM. They came out at night. They rioted, they looted, they killed. And of course they said, oh no, there's nothing we could do about this. They're letting off steam and everyone stand down. Now, the individuals that are out on the streets waving the Palestinian flag, rooting for Hamas, storming the White House. Remember, if you're carrying another flag, are you legally or illegally in this country? How is the government, those individuals that were put into place by Obama, how are they going to react? They're going to have to make a decision at this point, aren't they? It's either they follow the Constitution, you defend the United States against all foreign and domestic enemies. And when you see these individuals storming the White House, which we've seen over the weekend, those individuals are going to have to make a decision. They're going to be exposed like you've never seen before. Actually, when you look at certain individuals that are in Congress who are rooting for Hamas, chanting their slogans, everything's become much, much clearer. When you look at the college campuses and you see how the colleges who have been brainwashing all these people, where those colleges were also infiltrated, they're also now in the spotlight and they're being exposed. And all the corporations and businesses and the people in this country are watching this all play out. And yes, there are going to be people that are going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make a decision if they're actually for the United States or are they with the enemies? And I do believe people are going to see a separation and the people are going to see the truth. Because remember, those people that were put into certain positions, they weren't there to guard and protect other countries. They were put there to protect the United States. And we're already seeing individuals, they're having conflicts now, and now they're being exposed. And as the White House was stormed, and we saw them climbing the fence, we saw them, the Biden administration, other people in the swamp, they're going to have to make a decision. Do you allow this to happen? Or do you shut this down? The choice will need to be made. Now, what choice do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to go and round up these people? You think they're going to say, holy crap, look at this. There's an insurrection going on and we're going to have to take control of the situation? Because now you're going to see a real insurrection. Because the situation that we're watching play out right now, it's just going to get worse and worse. Because think about it. Who's pushing this? Do you think all these people, they love America? They're destroying the statues. It's the same playbook as BLM, Antifa, because it's the same exact people. What's mixed in with this is all the illegals that came over. It's the garbage from the Muslim countries, the degenerates that they didn't want. So Soros, he brought them into this country, into Canada, into Europe, and now every single country is experiencing this. They wanted to bring in millions and millions, which they did, because they wanted to overrun the existing government. And you're seeing it happen in the UK. You're seeing it happen in Germany. You're seeing it happen in the United States, which means we're watching an insurrection happen in real time. Forget about January 6th. That wasn't an insurrection. That was a mission to cover up the insurrection on November 3rd. You're watching something completely different. Is this going to be a color revolution? Is this going to be an insurgency? Because an insurgency can be defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. Domestic terrorism. Is this what we're seeing right now? It's starting to seem that way. Because remember, it's the same exact players. And you're going to see those people in government who have been brought in because we've been infiltrated. You're going to see their reactions. And the American people, they're going to be watching very, very closely. And Trump, he's going to be calling them out. Look, they're doing nothing. They're allowing this to happen. They're destroying DC. They're destroying the statues. They're storming the White House. They're doing it to other government buildings. And nothing is being done. And this is what the American people are going to be watching as this all plays out. And everything is going to be focused on the Biden administration and Obama. You see, you need to expose the infiltration. You need to show the people, look at this. Look what they've done here. Now you can see by their actions who they stand with. Do they stand with the United States or do they stand with these people? And I think the people are going to be very, very shocked in what they have learned from all of this. And it's already begun. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening to Biden, because we know that the National Archives, they were withholding 99.98% of pages of Joe Biden's private pseudonym emails from Congress. And Comer, he's saying, listen, this is obstruction of justice right now. Remember, they kept saying that Trump was obstructing justice. Well, now when you turn everything around, who's actually obstructing justice? Well, it's the Biden administration. Those people that are involved in the criminal syndicate, they are blocking everything to protect their masters. And now the people can see this. Actually, Kyle Becker put this out, and it pretty much explains everything that Joe Biden has done. President Joe Biden has been shown to have benefited from his family's illicit business dealings with CCP-connected Chinese businessmen, according to a new financial disclosure provided by the House Oversight Committee. The Wall Street Journal laid out the known facts of these startling revelations. According to the committee's latest bank records memo, the first check was written to Joe Biden on September the 3rd, 2017, after a series of complicated financial transactions. The memo alleges that earlier that same year, Hunter Biden and his business associates forged a venture with CEFC, an energy company with connection to the Chinese government, which obliged it to contribute a $10 million capital payment. When the money didn't arrive, Biden got a personal check for $40,000 in September 2017 from an account shared by his brother, James Biden, and his sister-in-law, Sarah Biden. The check said that the money was for a loan payment. The claim repayment was sent after money passed through Northern International Capital, a Chinese company connected to CEFC, to several accounts linked to Hunter Biden, and finally to the personal account that James and Sarah Biden shared. House Republicans, who are spearheading an impeachment inquiry against Biden, are closely examining these financial transactions between Biden and his brother, James Biden. This scrutiny is part of a wider investigation into the commercial dealing of the Biden family, with a specific focus on determining if the president has derived personal benefit from political influence peddling, which has potentially compromised his administration. The financial records, which were subpoenaed by the Republican staff of the House Oversight Accountability Committee, reveal that Joe Biden got money directly from his brother James in two instances during the period between his vice presidency and presidency. The House Republicans revealed additional information regarding one of these cases on Wednesday. The resident and his supporters assert that they constitute the reimbursement of loans extended by Joe Biden to his sibling. The financial records provide evidence that the checks serve as a means of repaying a loan. That's what they claim. But the Republican-led House, they have conducted an investigation into the sources of two payments, asserting that one payment originated from James Biden's commercial involvement with the healthcare company established in the United States, while the other payment was associated with the Chinese business that both James Biden and Hunter Biden, the president's son, were affiliated with CEFC. The Republicans have yet to conclusively demonstrate that Joe Biden had knowledge of the origin of cash. However, Joe Biden's office indisputably coordinated with his son, Hunter Biden, in a number of ways. Meeting with Hunter's business associate dozens of times, speaking with them on the phone at least 20 times, forwarding him official government emails, bringing him on board Air Force Two, to attend meetings at least 15 times, arranging travel for him and his business associates, and even ensuring he had special attention on his influence peddling trips to China. Whether or not Joe Biden knew of the source of the payments is irrelevant. If he unknowingly aided and abetted his son's illicit influence peddling, then he is too incompetent to be president. If he knowingly aided and abetted it, then he is too corrupt to be president. Either way, Biden is compromised and should not be allowed to become president again in 2024. Well, actually, he wasn't president this time around. And once again, what has Trump done? He has trapped him in all of this. No matter which way he goes, he is screwed. And this is exactly what the American people see. And if he did this, then it explains everything else that he has done, where he cheated in the election, went ahead and opened the borders, destroyed the economy. Everyone's starting to put this together. And actually, add on top of this, when we come to find out that they visited Epstein Island many, many times, and there's actually videos. And when people start to learn all this, they're going to put all this together and they're going to realize, holy crap, look at this. And it's not just Biden. It's everyone around him and most people in government. Now, we could see the border is completely wide open. There are caravans of people, illegals, coming up through Mexico into the United States. And right now, we can see that we are being invaded. And this is unsustainable. And once we have a major, major incident involving some type of terrorist where they carry something out and everyone finds out that this individual came over the border illegally and that person's a terrorist, well, I do believe it's going to be pretty much game over for Biden at this point. Even those people that loved open borders, I do believe they're going to go, oh, wait a minute. What just happened here? they came in illegally because of these open borders, because they're bringing in all these people, they're not vetting them. And once people see this, the people are going to really wake up. Trump, he was giving a speech at Kissimmee, Florida, and he was talking about the current invasion at the southern border, how it's unsustainable. And he let everyone know that all these people that are involved, the, you know, the charities, nonprofits, NGOs, and all them, whoever's helping these individuals, he's going to prosecute them all for participating in human trafficking, child smuggling, and any other crime they can come up with. Take a listen to what he said here.
Many invited everybody in. It's like an invasion of our schools, our hospitals. We don't have hospital space. We don't have anything. There's no country where this would be sustainable. There's no country. When I'm reelected, we will tell the foreign nations that sending caravans, that all of these caravans that are coming up will not get one more cent of American money. You know, when you explain no money, no anything, no education, we're not going to take care of you better than our vets. You know, they get taken care of with Biden better than our great vets who are living on streets. We had that situation taken care of so well, and now it's right back where it started. And for any radical left charity, nonprofit, or so-called aid organization supporting these caravans and illegal aliens, we will prosecute them for their participation in human trafficking, child smuggling, and every other crime we can find.
Well, it sounds like he just sent out a warning to everyone that is involved in this. And we know there's a lot of individuals involved with this. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they already know who these individuals already are. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as all this is playing out, the Sound of Freedom, the child trafficking documentary that shows how these people are being trafficked, well, that is going to be streamed on Amazon. Really think about this for a second. While all this is happening, those people that weren't viewing this, they're going to be able to view this very, very easily on Amazon. And people are going to be educated in what is really going on here. But look how CNBC framed all this. Patriots Are Control and Telegram put this out and said, Sound of Freedom hit child trafficking thriller endorsed by Trump will stream on Amazon. It's a thriller. No, it's a documentary showing exactly what has been going on. And the people are going to start to learn this. Remember, you need to educate the people because what's coming, it can't be shocking to them. So you need to bring the people into the fold every step of the way. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. Just like people now are starting to realize that gun control does not work. And now I think the people in gun sales are off the charts right now. They're realizing with what's happening now with the invasion at the border, what happened out in Israel with the shooter in Maine, the people are starting to realize that they need to protect themselves at all costs because who's going to protect them? Nobody. And the whole entire gun control push is completely and utterly falling apart. Everything the deep state worked so hard to do has been demolished in a split second. But very interestingly, Ali Sammarco put this out and said, for those who need to hear this, you aren't special. You aren't going to be the hero who saves everyone. You're literally would not be able to defend yourself. So she's talking about someone with a weapon. You will not be able to defend. You will not be able to stop the person. And you're not going to become a hero. Well, what's very interesting, and this was put out on X, Community Notes followed up on this and said the following. In 2022, a study of mass shooting incidents, the Crime Prevention Research Institute found that civilians stopped at least 34.4% of active shooters incidents from 2014 to 2021, excluding gun-free zones where civilians would not be lawfully armed. That number increased to 51%. Think about that for a second. So basically, everything that these people have talked about is going down the tubes right now, and no one is believing them. Actually, those people that said, I never wanted a gun, I never believed in guns, they're saying, you know something? I think we need a gun. I think people are starting to realize why the founding fathers gave us this right now. They might not understand it, but I'm sure they're kind of happy right now that it's there. And I think later on, they're going to start to realize how important this is. Because I know everyone says, oh, it's for hunting. Oh, it's not that important. Yeah, the founding fathers that just fought a revolution, who lost their land, lost their children, their cousins, their brothers, who saw death and destruction everywhere. I'm sure they just said, you know something, let's just throw this one in there, the Second Amendment. No, there was a specific reason they did this. They knew, because they just went through it, and they knew how important it was to have control over your lives, because without it, they understood that they wouldn't have their freedom today. And today, people are starting to learn that. They might not fully understand right away, but they're starting to learn this. And as time goes on, people are going to understand. And they're going to, once they see the tyrannical government, once they see the tyranny, once they see the insurgents, once they see everything that's happening in this next year, oh, people are going to understand why we need weapons. And we should never, ever, ever allow the government to tell us what we can or cannot do. And you could see that people now are starting to figure this out. Now, what's very interesting is that we could see the Ukrainian war, that's pretty much done. And actually, London right now says the Ukraine war is pretty much static. Nothing's happening. The counteroffensive, everything is not working. And basically, Putin won the war. And they are looking to have peace right now. Actually, NBC News put this out and said, U.S. and European officials have begun quietly talking to the Ukrainian government about what possible peace negotiations with Russia might entail to end the war, according to one current senior U.S. official and one former U.S. Senior official. So right here, you're starting to hear talks of peace. Now, does that mean they're going to have peace? Most likely not. Actually, Admiral Robinson replied to this and said the following. The Pentagon was confident a year ago that America would topple Putin and bring Russia to its knees. Remember, they said he was on his last leg. The economy was falling apart. We got him. Never happened. Now we tell Ukraine to sue for peace, and after 500,000 people are dead. The hubris is unreal. Well, NBC News had Zelensky on their network, and Zelensky was out there saying that Trump can come to Ukraine and he will talk to Ukraine. But he did say he will need 24 minutes to explain to Trump that he can't manage this war. He cannot bring peace. Putin needs to give the land back and give them independence. But Trump is welcome to come to Ukraine. Now, I do believe Trump already has a plan to talk to Putin, to talk to Ukraine. I do believe Putin has finished his mission. He's gotten rid of the biolabs. He's destroyed the deep state layer. He's gotten rid of the neo-Nazis. Putin actually can just come right into Ukraine and take over the entire country, but I don't believe that's the mission. I believe the mission was to destroy the deep state and weaken them to the level that they're at now. And now, with Johnson as the Speaker of the House, they are not getting the funding that they need, because once you cut off the money supply, they are screwed completely. And it's showing. This is why they're saying, hey, maybe we should have peace or something. But I do believe we're heading towards World War III. I do believe the deep state players, they're not just going to give in and have peace. I do believe they're going to try to push this to the very, very end. And this is why they most likely started what happened out in Israel, because they realized what was happening in Ukraine, and they were hoping to tie the money with Israel to Ukraine to keep this going. But now they're starting to realize that this isn't going to happen. And this is getting worse and worse for them as time goes on, which means they're going to become more and more desperate, which I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew from the very, very beginning that this is how this was going to play out, because Trump has told us we're heading towards World War III. He sees it in the dark. He sees what's happening. Nobody else can see it, but it's coming. And we're already starting to see it happen. And I do believe, just like Trump said, it's going to be the N-word. And I do believe this is all going to lead back to Iran. Remember, everything that we're witnessing right now has to do with Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the infiltration in this government, in the United States, and the infiltration that has been happening worldwide. So this is all going to be connected in the end. And once Iran most likely will use some type of nuclear weapon, or one of their terrorist cells might use a nuclear weapon, maybe a dirty nuke or something like that, where they use the uranium that, you know, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden sold, went to Russia and to many other places, and then back to Iran and North Korea. Well, you could track those isotopes, and it's almost like the sum of fears right now. It seems like this is all playing out almost just like that. And I do believe, yes, going throughout this next year, we're going to see a lot happen. But look what's happening already with what's happening with those individuals that are protesting, rioting, and destroying statues. Now we have the nation's top law firms, they're sending letters to the elite universities, because remember, the elite universities, they're brainwashing the children there, saying that they won't recruit from colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism. So now it's starting to backfire on them, and it's the elite universities like Yale, Harvard, Columbia, University of Virginia, Georgetown, University of Pennsylvania, Cornell, University of Michigan, New York University, Stanford, and so on and so forth. And major, major law firms saying, no, we're not going to go along with this right now. So everything's about to change. Remember, these universities, they were pushing gender studies. They were, you know, pushing the idea that this country was created with slaves and we owe them reparations. And now we see things starting to turn around, and this is not working out well for the deep state players and those that infiltrated this country. And you could see it in Congress very, very clearly, because we have certain individuals in Congress like Rashida Tlaib. They're out there. They're calling for the genocide of Jews and Israel. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has reintroduced her resolution to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib. She put this out on X and said the following: I'm reintroducing my censure resolution against terrorist Tlaib. I'm removing insurrection and replacing it with illegal occupation. That's very interesting, isn't it? On October 18th, that broke the same federal laws as January 6th and led to hundreds of arrests and assault on Capitol Police. Hopefully, the 23 Republicans who voted no to censure pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic Rashid Tlaib will use their freedom of speech in Congress to censure, condemn terrorist Tlaib's speech, lies, and actions that incited an illegal occupation on October 18th. They censured Adam Schiff, so they should be able to vote to censure her. We cannot stand by doing nothing while one of our colleagues calls for the genocide of our great friend and ally, Israel. Terrorist Tlaib should be expelled, but let's see if we can at least censure her. And let's see how these individuals go about this right now, because I do believe you're going to see a separation between those people that have infiltrated our government and those people that stand with the Constitution. They're going to have to make a choice. And as things build up, and when I say make a choice, I don't mean, oh, let's go out and protest. When they're storming the White House like they just did over the weekend, when they're storming federal buildings, these individuals in government, they're going to have to make a decision. Where do you stand? Do you stand, and are you going to allow this while the American people watch on? Because they're watching these individuals holding other countries' flags, flying them and holding them right outside the White House, destroying and pushing the fence, painting up the walls. Who do you stand with? Do you stand with this country, or do you stand with those that are trying to storm the White House? Really think about this for a second. I do believe people are going to see something very, very different right now. Now, Rashida Tlaib, she put this out on X, and this is the slogan they continually chant. From the river to the sea is an aspirational call for freedom, human rights, and peaceful coexistence, not death, destruction, or hate. My work and advocacy is always centered in justice and dignity for all people, no matter faith or ethnicity. Well, this slogan, from the river to the sea, it's not an aspirational call for freedom, human rights. It's actually a call for the destruction and death of all Israelis, all Jewish people. This individual on Daily Signal debunked this in 90 seconds. Take a listen.
To the sea, Palestine will be free. What does that mean?
Exactly what it says, darling.
Quick history lesson. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free is the motto of Hamas, the genocidal terrorist group which governs Gaza and has since 2007 after Israel pulled out completely in 2005. Since 1964, the slogan has embodied the motives of the Palestinian Liberation Movement, calling for Palestine to reach from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea as the 57th Islamic State, completely eradicating the State of Israel in the process. This is outlined explicitly in the Hamas Charter, with Article 11 stating that the entire land of Israel rightly belongs to Hamas, and that no one except Islamic Arabs has any right to own it or live in it. Article 13 calls for this to be accomplished by engaging in jihad, by killing every Jew that occupies Israel. Article 15 states that to accomplish from the river to the sea, the jihad is the individual duty of every Muslim to confront the enemies and join the ranks of the fighters. Hamas is exceptionally open about what that slogan is about: the ethnic cleansing of every Jewish man, woman, and child from Israel. It's not a dog whistle, it's not a coded message. This is directly from the mouths of the Iranian mullahs and their client organizations of Hamas and Hezbollah. Every single chant, whether on the streets of the Gaza Strip or on the American university campuses, is endorsing that slaughter.
So right there, they're calling for the destruction of Israel and all the people that are living in this area. So when they talk about, what are they really talking about? They're talking about the river Jordan and the sea, the Mediterranean. So when you look at the map, what do you see? You see Israel in the middle. That's what they're really talking about. They want that back, and they will remove anyone that is there. And actually, Obama actually backed this up. He was doing an interview, and he said something very interesting. Take a listen to what he said here.
What Hamas did was horrific, and there's no justification for it. And what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable. And what is also true is that there is...
So did you catch what he said here? Well, he said that what Hamas did was horrific and there's no justification for it. And he said what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable. What occupation? Israel pulled out of Gaza in 2005, forcibly removing Jewish settlers and leaving behind lush greenhouses that the Arabs promptly destroyed. There is no occupation in Gaza. If he's talking about an occupation, Obama can only be referring to the same occupation Gaza and its terrorist inhabitants decry, namely the Jewish presence on the land between the River Jordan and the sea, the Mediterranean. If you look at the map, and I'm sure Obama has, Hamas and its bloodthirsty adherents want it all. They want it just like Gaza itself, free of living Jews and preferably littered with bodies of dead ones. Obama is speaking meaningless garbage, but his friends know what he's really saying. That's what they're talking about. So when they're going around chanting this, they're not, when they talk about it, they're talking about the destruction of everyone that lives there. And Obama is confirming this. And people are now, and they're starting to understand this. And what's very interesting, it's almost like the same playbook with Ukraine. The Ukrainians, the neo-Nazis there, what they do is they use civilians. They place their weapons in supermarkets. They do all this stuff. And then when Russia bombs, they turn around and they blame Russia. Oh my God, you hit a civilian target. But actually, they didn't hit a civilian target. That's where the weapons were. That's where their intelligence and communications were. Hamas does the exact same thing. Actually, Israel hit a ambulance, and everyone is out there saying, holy crap, look what happened. Israel hit an ambulance. But in the ambulance, what do they have there? They have terrorists and they have munitions. Actually, if you go back in time, and Heather Leisure put this out and said, going back years, Hamas has well-documented history of using ambulances to carry bombs, forcing ambulance drivers at gunpoint to transport Hamas fighters, hijacking ambulances entirely, and using them as military vehicles. And if you go back to the Sunday Morning Herald, the New York Times, they explain exactly how they use these tactics. So nothing's really changed. The neo-Nazis did the same exact thing. And they try to get this onto the news, and they want people to say, and look, oh my God, look what Israel's doing. But in reality, they do this on purpose to build up the idea that they're victims. The neo-Nazis in Ukraine did this the entire time. And this time it's failing big time. Now, the Pentagon, they're suspending congressional delegation travel to Israel due to the deteriorating security situation right now. And it's very interesting, with all this happening, Trump is out there doing rallies, and he likes to tell stories about how the first one was with Netanyahu when they went ahead and they bombed Soleimani and how Israel wasn't involved in that. And this happened at the moment in time when Hamas came into Israel, killed a lot of people, beheaded a lot of people, raped a lot of people, and this was terrorist acts. And Israel was about to go into Gaza to eradicate Hamas. Trump didn't want Iran getting involved in any of this. And I do believe this is why he told the story at that time, to say Israel backed out and it was the U.S. that took out Soleimani. This way, Iran and the terrorists could use this as an excuse. So all the blame was put onto to the U.S. and to President Trump. Now Trump, during a rally, he came out and he told another story. Charlie Kirk put this out next and said, Trump has only told this story once before. The U.S. killed Soleimani on January 3rd, 2020. The world braced as we waited for Iran to retaliate. Turns out they called Trump in advance of their January 8th ballistic missile strike and told him not to be concerned because they weren't going to actually hit the targets. Most of the missiles blew up and other targets hit all around the bases that were targeted. And it looks like this has to do with respect, strength. Now, they had to do it for show, but they knew if they actually hit the bases, it would have been game over for them. But they needed to do this for show around the Middle East to show that they were going to strike back. But they called Trump first to let him know that you do not have to be concerned about this. And Trump said he wasn't concerned about this because he had the strength and the respect on his side. Flip that around to today, Biden, Obama, they have none of this. Actually, they're causing all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Russia, they have successfully launched a test of a nuclear sub intercontinental ballistic missile. And we're starting to see this build up right now, and we're starting to see the N-word come into play. Now, I do believe the N-word might come into play with Iran, and remember, who's Iran's ally? That's Russia, China, and you're going to see this build up in the end. And it seems like we're heading in that direction where these individuals, the deep state players, they're going to try to start a war, just like in the Sum of All Fears, where they took an Israeli bomb and the isotope was from America, but they tried to pretend that the bomb was actually detonated by Russia, and they tried to get a war started. And it looks like we're actually going down this path where it seems that they might try to start something and try to blame it on Iran, on Russia, or another country, maybe Russia. But I think in the end, we're going to come to find out that the isotope actually came from the United States, and they're going to track the sale of that. And everyone's going to realize that it came from Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, and many, many others. And they're going to catch them in all of this. And I do believe all this information is going to be coming out. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. A popular online Chinese shopping app is under fire for allegedly breaking international wiretapping laws on U.S. citizens. It's been revealed that the app has hidden functions that grant it access to an alarming amount of user data, including access to a user's microphone. This is further backed by the fact that Temu losses an average of $30 per order, which leads many to believe that Temu's real revenue is generated from selling substantial quantities of user data. This is why I protect my privacy with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield offers an all-in-one digital security suite, with its most notable features being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, and ISP spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data, usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22vpn to take advantage of this limited-time deal before their free trial offer ends. And like I said once before, the people are going to have to make the decision. Those who have infiltrated our government, they will have to make decisions. They're not going to make the right decision, and the people are going to see this. We're going to be talking a lot more about what they did to the White House in just a sec. But first, let's talk about how the deep state players, looks like they're done with COVID right now. It doesn't mean they're going to not try, but they're already starting to build up to the next pandemic, deemed the big one. And it could be the most contagious and deadliest disease known to humanity. And they're talking about a paramyxovirus family has over 75 viruses, including mumps and measles, and scientists don't understand how they transmit through different species. Now, if they know, and they're already saying that there's another pandemic, I mean, how many pandemics can we have here? All of a sudden, there's just tons of pandemics. If they're already telling you about this, just like they tell you about, oh, a cyber attack, you know that they're involved in this. It's not naturally occurring. They're going to try to push this on the people once again, because they like to tell you ahead of time what they're trying to do. So now they're saying this is the big one. The other one wasn't that big because it didn't go the way we thought it was going to go. But this one's even bigger than that one. So are people going to buy into this? Most likely not. And if it is a virus, you know what's very interesting about this? If it is a virus, you know what cures a virus? Ivermectin hydroxychloroquine. Think about this for a second. Doesn't matter what the virus is, it will cure it. And actually, there's a new study that is out now. And the new study is the new microbes and new infections. It was published in that journal. And it was a French study where they looked at hydroxychloroquine. And it significantly lowered the mortality rates of COVID-19 patients. Ivermectin's most likely even better than that. So everything that Fauci told us, because remember, they used flawed studies, they used flawed statistics, they gave hydroxychloroquine to people that were on their deathbeds, like had a moment to live, and it actually did more harm than good. But if you give it to people ahead of time, this is why Trump actually took hydroxychloroquine, because he knew the truth, it will cure the viruses. This is something they didn't want us to know. So all these pandemics and all these things they're telling you about, well, guess what? You don't need a bioweapon. You don't need any of that. All you need is ivermectin hydroxychloroquine. I remember Dr. Zelenko saying, yes, zinc mixed with hydroxychloroquine, mixed with ivermectin, that will stop the flu, that will stop the cold, that will stop almost anything. But again, the pharmaceutical companies, they don't want you to know anything about that. And they've been trying to keep people in the dark for a very long time, but I don't think that's going to work out this time around. And I believe anything that the deep state's going to try to do, it's going to fail, because the people have a lot more knowledge. They're a lot more awake now, and they're not just going to buy what they're selling. And if the deep state is out there telling everyone another pandemic is coming, you know that they're the ones who are doing this. It's just not naturally occurring. They already got it planned, which means the people have to plan on their end and, you know, get zinc, get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin if you can, because we know that's the cure for all of this, because a virus is a virus is a virus. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the deep state players, they've been trying to confuse our young, saying, you know, men are women. If you dress up like a woman, that means you're a woman and you're no longer a man. And once again, they're trying to get rid of women. They're trying to get rid of womanhood. They're trying to get rid of family structure. Because think about women. They hold the family structure together. And they don't want this. And the deep state never wanted this. Because when you have a family structure, you have a very strong country. And they realized that they needed to actually destroy this to actually take over a country. And this is why they've been hitting the women so hard, because they're trying to get rid of this. And this is why they're bringing men onto women's sports, because if you can eradicate all of this, you destroy almost everything. And every time they bring a biological male onto a women's sport, the biological male always has the upper hand. Actually, Riley Gaines has been speaking out against this. And recently, there was a boy that was on a field hockey team, and this boy took a shot and hit a girl in the face and actually broke some teeth. And it was, you know, very, very painful. Riley Gaines put this out and said this on X. It's reported that the male player number 2 for Swamp Scott knocked the teeth out of a female player. Males are allowed to play on female teams in MA because of the Equal Play Act. This is the town where NCAA president and past government Charlie Baker lives. Care to comment? And people are watching this going, holy crap, what just happened here? And she was hit so hard that the other girls, they couldn't even look. That's how bad it was. And now people are starting to see this. And there's a lot of states now are pushing back on this. And this should be pushed back in every single state. And once again, you could see why they're trying to do this. And the other thing that's very interesting is that while they tried to destroy the family structure, which destroys the country from within, they're also trying to release as many prisoners as possible to destroy everything else. And what's very interesting, as they keep doing this, those individuals, the district attorneys, attorney generals that are controlled by Soros, they're actually getting robbed. They're actually getting carjacked. Here's another example. A Soros-backed DA carjacked at gunpoint after dismissing 66% of all violent felony cases during his first months in office. It's all coming back to hit them square between the eyes. It's boomeranging on them, and it's getting worse and worse for them. I mean, really think about what's happening right now. And now the people are saying, wait a minute, aren't these the people that you released? Now they're carjacking you. Now they're stealing your laptop. Now they're hurting your family. You think this is a good situation here? Look what you've created. And it's just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And I think the people, they're starting to see how this doesn't work. And they're going to be rising up and going against all these individuals, I believe, has already started. And it's just going to get worse and worse as we see more and more riots, more chaos and everything else. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we were promised that we were going to see the January 6th tapes. And it looks like Speaker Johnson, he seems to be following through with his promise to release the January 6th tapes. Johnson is now moving forward with the approval process to hand over Capitol CCTV videos and images to the Blaze, which was stalled under McCarthy. Why doesn't he just release it to everyone? Put it up on a site where any news organizations can get the videotapes so everyone can see it without a problem. And then we could solve the whole thing and actually show how the deep state players, they're the ones who caused the insurrection. Antifa was involved. Neo-Nazis were involved. BLM was involved. The FBI was involved. Capitol Police were involved. And it wasn't the MAGA people. Once people start to see this, people are going to start to realize what's really going on. Just like they're starting to realize what's going on, really going on with Trump's indictments. They know that these are all ridiculous cases. But as they play out, what are the people realizing and what are the people seeing? They're seeing that there are no cases. There's nothing there. And actually, in the end, Trump is actually going to prove in the January 6th case, in the election fraud case, how they were the ones who actually committed the crimes. And in New York, they have no case. They're just trying to get Trump to actually fold, which I don't believe he's ever going to do. And actually, even if they make a ruling, they're going to appeal it. I'm talking about Trump. And that appeal is going to go up to the next court. And the next court's going to go, they had never had anything here. This was a waste of time. Actually, Trump, his entire family should sue the attorney general, because this was personal, should sue the judge for not following the rule of law. And they should be brought to trial. Maybe he will do this. We'll have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the D.C. appeals court, they overruled Judge Chutkan's gag order. So a 3-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has lifted the district judge Tanya Chutkan's gag order prohibiting Trump from criticizing the special counsel, Jack Smith. Now Trump has the ability to speak freely and publicly defend himself once again. Now, does this mean that they're not going to try to reinstate the gag order? Most likely, yes. But for the next 3 weeks, Trump regains his rights to speak freely. Now, of course, the other side, in the next 3 weeks, they're going to have oral arguments. They're going to, you know, try to reinstate it. But right now, Trump can speak freely. And I do believe in the end, they're going to try to reinstate it and probably try to get Trump and throw him into prison. Now, we know that there's been talk about how throwing him into prison is not going to work. Actually, it's going to help him out. But I think these people are becoming so desperate that they don't even care anymore. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But you could see that they're trying to push this. It doesn't mean they're going to do it. But you could see there is a possibility that they may become so desperate that they don't care. They just want to show this on TV. But think about it. When we had the mugshot, did that work for them or against them? It actually worked against them. And the people went to Trump's side. Everything shifted. If they throw Trump into prison, the Hispanic black community, they're all going to come to Trump's side. And the D's, where they fought so hard for so long to keep the black and Hispanic community, they're going to lose them completely. And you could see already that the polls are shifting. Actually, the New York Times put this out. saying that the shifting support among black voters spurs Trump's lead in key battleground states ahead of the 2024 election. And if you look at Nevada, Trump is up 52 to Biden's 41. Arizona, he's up 49 to Biden's 44. Pennsylvania, he's up 48 to Biden's 44. Georgia, he's up 49 to Biden's 43. Michigan, Trump is up 48 to Biden's 43. Wisconsin is the only state where Biden still has 47 and Trump 45. Now, remember, most likely these are manipulated numbers and Trump's numbers are much, much higher. But the whole point of this is that the black community, the Hispanic community, is now siding with Trump. If they throw him into prison, it is game over for them completely. And if they lose the black vote, they are screwed. Actually, Dan Scavino put out a video of a jet flying by. It looks like it might have hit the sound barrier. And this video was 9 seconds long, which I find very interesting. And this is October 29, 2017. And it says, "D's can't lose control over the black population. At some point, the Great Awakening will occur whereby these false local national black leaders are corrupt and paid off to help keep the black pop poor and in need. D's form the Confederate States against freeing slaves. D's form the KKK. Hillary Clinton mentor is who? What happens if the truth about Haiti is released? Do D's lose majority of the vote? Through the looking glass, they rely on the mainstream media to keep the narrative going, but tech is entrenching on their controls. They missed this in 2016 and desperately attempting to censor now due to CIA cash infusions. This will fail." So once they lose the black vote, they're screwed. They lose their control. They lose their upper hand. And it looks like it's happening right now. Now, Trump, he was in Kissimmee, Florida, and he said something very interesting about Hillary Clinton. He said, "Hillary is gone now." And then he started to laugh. Take a listen to what he said here.
"Gone now. So, and you know, I know what you mean."
Now, I do believe what he meant by that is that Hillary Clinton is no longer a threat, no longer going to run for office, and they have her under control. And I just want to go back to post 93, this November 5th, very interestingly, 2017. And Anon on the board said, "Is Hillary Clinton just a puppet and the goal is to take down her minders and her real kingpins?" Q responded and said, "Hillary Clinton was a puppet, but her strings were recently cut. She's now on her own and fighting for her life." So I do believe that Trump is trying to say that she is no longer a threat. She's under control. She's not going to be running. She's not involved. And now we're going after Biden and Obama. And yes, the evidence is also going to point to Hillary Clinton about what she has done here. But you can see that the deep state players through Soros, Obama, and the rest, they infiltrated every single country because they needed the infiltrator, the population of the infiltrators, to be much, much larger than the government. So the government of the countries couldn't do anything. And actually, we're already starting to see this. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, "British police officer on why they remove the British flags, but not the Palestinian flags, because there's way more of them than there are of us." Out in Germany, young Islamists in Germany say Muslims will become the majority in Germany, abolish the German constitution, and introduce Sharia law. Europe has been underestimating the threat posed by Islamism. Is it becoming clear now of what Soros and the rest, what they have done? They infiltrated every single country. They didn't invade the country and take it over. They infiltrated the countries. And now there's many, many of these individuals. Look at Berlin. I mean, this is just unbelievable. There's a large anti-Israel protest in Berlin. And it's as far as the eye can see. Now, this is Germany, where they had the Holocaust. Now, you have these people marching in the streets chanting, "Kill all Jews." In Germany, think about this for a second. Germany has lost control of their country. They've banned these types of protests, but the fake refugees are ignoring the government and doing whatever they want. They're not following the rule of law. And the flags in these protests, they're not just all Palestinian flags. They're coming from Taliban and many other extremist groups. So look what's happening here. You can see the infiltration. You're starting to understand what they've done here. Trump and the Patriots and the other individuals around the world, they needed the people to finally see this. And the only way you can show the people how dangerous this is to actually show them. Actually, we almost had an incident here in the United States. Now, CNN, they put out a headline saying, Jordanian arrested in Houston, made statements supporting killing individuals of particular faith, judge order says. So they were talking about killing Jewish people. That's pretty much what they were saying. Bill Malugin also put this out on X, but it wasn't a Jordanian man. It was a Palestinian man. This is what Bill Malugin says. A 20-year-old Palestinian man in the U.S. illegally has been arrested and charged with possession of a firearm by a prohibited person after he was in direct contact with others who share a radical mindset and was training with weapons to possibly commit an attack. Think about that. This individual arrived to the United States on June 2nd, 2016, from Jordan on a B2 tourism visa and left about 2 months later using a Palestine passport. He returned to the United States in June 2019. In January 2020, applied for an application for asylum and for withholding of removal, which is still pending. In August 2023, this man was approved for employment authorization in the United States, allowing him to work in the U.S. until August 1st, 2025. So once again, this individual is a Palestinian and he's in this country illegally and they caught him before he did anything, which means there's many more people in this country that came here illegally that are planning a terrorist attack. Actually, Trump, he's already let us know that this was going to happen and everyone's going to be looking at the Biden administration when it does occur. And the people are going to watch what the government does, what those people in D.C. actually do, and all those individuals around the country. Because remember, most of these individuals were brought in by Obama. Their faith is not to the United States. Their faith lies elsewhere. And this is going to expose them like we've never seen before. And you're already seeing the infiltration in this country. You saw it out in the UK. You see it out in Germany. And now in D.C., you see a pro-Palestinian march which stretches as far as the eye can see. Julie Kelly put this out and said, I'm truly sickened by the scenes in D.C. yesterday. I wonder how many federal prosecutors were in the crowd, or FBI employees, or DOJ, D.C., U.S. attorney staffers, or children of federal judges. You know the same people imprisoning Americans who walked into the Capitol on January 6th. They are the same people. And you can see that this is what they've been talking about. The diversity, the richness, and bring everyone in. Well, now it's at Biden's doorstep. And now we're going to see something completely different because they're all out there. And the pro-Palestinian protesters, they're chanting F Joe Biden outside the White House. Omri Saran put this out and said, Palestinian terrorists murdered dozens of Americans less than a month ago and are holding several hostages. The Palestinian flag is being waved in front of the White House tonight. That's an odd juxtaposition. It is very odd, don't you think? And they're out there, these pro-Palestinians, and they're destroying statues. Ben Franklin was one of the founding fathers of the U.S. Today, anti-Israel protesters desecrated his statue. So all these individuals that the Biden administration let in, they are not for the United States. They're against the United States. BLM was against the United States. Antifa was against the United States. They're destroying the statues of our founding fathers. Where's the National Guard? Where's the police to round these people up? What's going on? Are we seeing the same thing that we saw back in 2020, but a lot worse? Yes, we are. Ed Wokeness put this out and said, Free Palestine is BLM repackaged. Yes, it's the same exact people again. But this time, it's a lot worse. Actually, this time, it's people that don't even live in this country. They're from other places. They're here illegally. And now they're out there flying their flag, destroying our statues, storming the White House. And now those who are supposed to be upholding the Constitution, those people that are supposed to be defending this land from foreign and domestic enemies, they need to do something. Are they going to do it? Or is this going to expose them? I do believe this is going to expose them. And I do believe this is Trump and the Patriots' plan to show them the truth. Remember, everything that happened to Trump is now happening to them. Didn't they try to storm? I'm talking about BLM, Antifa. Didn't they try to storm the White House? Yes, they did. Didn't they protest in D.C. and destroy things? Yes, they did. What did Trump do? He offered the National Guard. He offered to bring the National Guard in to protect these areas. What did the mayors do of these towns, these cities? What did the governors do in these states? They rejected it. But Trump, he said, here you go. So what are we seeing right now? We're seeing the same exact thing that we saw happen to Trump, but it's going to be 100 times worse. And is Biden going to do anything? Is he going to call the National Guard? Is he going to call in the Marines? Is he going to round these people up as this insurgency happens? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But Julie Kelly, she put this out and said, no one shot and killed like on January 6th. No one assaulted with flashbangs, rubber bullets, tear gas, or beaten with batons. No one will be charged with federal crime of terrorism for shaking a government fence, per Judge Tim Kelly. FBI won't conduct pre-dawn arm raids to arrest them. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves won't charge them with seditious conspiracy. Joe Biden won't call them terrorists. Democrats won't denounce them for attempting to take over a government building and threaten democracy. None of the officers will give tearful interviews in the Washington Post to claim they almost died. The White House will not give them special medals. Sedition hunters won't look for them. Double standards just keep piling up. And this is exactly what people are seeing right now. And Dan Scavino, he responded to Raw Alerts showing the pro-Palestinian protesters climbing the fence, spray painting the fence, destroying statues. Dan Scavino said the following: the Secret Service agents protecting the White House are the best in the world. They will protect that house at all costs. Not very smart. Well, are they going to protect it, or are they going to be told to stand down? This is going to be very interesting as we go throughout this entire year, because Trump, out in Kissimmee, he said something very interesting about Joe Biden, that Joe Biden always takes the side that helps America's enemies. Think about that for a second. Always takes the side of the enemy. So that means Joe Biden is not going to do anything. He's going to take the side of the enemy, isn't he? Take a listen to what Trump said here.
Policy from the border to energy, from immigration to education. Crooked Joe Biden always takes the side that helps America's enemies every time. The guy doesn't have a clue. He helps the enemies. And now we know why. Because Joe Biden is corrupt and he's incompetent and he's totally compromised.
So that reminds me of post 4749, what Trump said, that Biden takes the side. And actually think about all the other people that infiltrated our government because Obama brought them in. These individuals, they're going to have to make a choice. And in this post, September 23rd, 2020, it says everyone has a choice to make against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So is this going to expose the people where they're not protecting this country from foreign and domestic enemies? If they're siding with the enemy, well, they're part then of the enemy. They're part of the problem. And they should not be in government then, right? Just like Rashida Tlaib. Her first order of business is to the United States. It's not to the Palestinians. It's not to Hamas. It's to the United States. Everyone else that is in D.C. or any other government office around the country, their duty is to the United States of America, period, the end. And I do believe this is going to flush them all out, and the people of this country are going to see it. Just like they saw during the 2020 riots, which governors, which mayors, also with COVID. Well, now you're going to see something else, and it's happening right now. And Trump, he let everyone know that we needed to have this pause. People needed to see this. The majority had to wake up. The majority had to fight back. The majority had to walk through it. And actually, post 4641, September 9, 2020, pretty much sums it all up. The swamp runs deep. Sometimes you can't tell the people the truth. You must show them. Only then, at the precipice, will people find the will to change to participate. We, the people, have been betrayed for a very long time. Will you stand for God and country, for freedom, for humanity? Where we go one, we go all. And yes, it is working. The people are completely against Biden right now. They're saying that he's not good for this country. And Disclosed TV put this out. And this is a CBS News poll. And it says, percent who say things are going badly in America. 73% of Americans say things are going badly in the United States, and this is coming from a YouGov poll that was put out on CBS. 73% of the people of this country, they're saying that things are going badly. What do you think this percentage number is going to go up to when we have a terrorist act, when these people destroy statues, storm the White House, and continue to do this? This percentage is going to go way, way up. Now, what's very interesting is Trump, he said this before, and he's saying it over and over and over, letting everyone know that the 2024 election is the most important election. And he said, we've been fighting for 7 years now to rescue the nation. And this is all part of the plan. Now is the critical battle of our lives. 1 year from now will be the most important election. He said, we're going to finish the job. Take a listen to what he says here.
For 7 years, you and I have been fighting side by side to rescue our nation from the evil and sinister forces who hate it and want to destroy it. Now we're approaching the most critical battle of our lives. Exactly 1 year from tomorrow, 1 year, we're getting there. But 1 year is a long time with the kind of destruction these people can do. They're grossly incompetent. You'll vote in the most important election in the history of our country. I believe that. You know, I used to say 2016 was the most, and I meant it at the time, but this is maybe far more important because our country is failing. We're a nation that's failing. But we're going to finish the job we started. We did some job, and we're going to finish that job.
And yes, 1 year is a very long time, and a lot is going to happen, and it's going to wake up a lot of people. But Trump, he already has plans to clean all of this up because he let everyone know his first act as president in 2024, mass deportation of all of these people. He's going to go after everyone. He's going to have peace. He's going to basically reverse all infiltration. He's going to reverse everything that was done. And I do believe this is going to happen very, very quickly. And what's very interesting, I want to go back to two posts here. Post 24, 26, November 5th, 2018. The left has no chance. They are doomed. Soon they will cease to exist. Once this is all over and the economy crashes, we have chaos in the streets. They're storming the White House and other federal buildings, destroying our history. What do you think the people of this country are going to do as we approach war, as the economy's breaking down? You think they're going to be with all these people? No, they're going to be completely against them. Let's go to post 2437, November 6, 2018. Down below, it says the following. They want one thing and only one thing, power. They will lie, cheat, and promise you the world to obtain it. They do not love our country. They despise it. They want to destroy it. Show your love for our country by voting. Return power to the people. Return old glory to our former state. We honor those who fought and continue to fight to save and defend this great country. We will do our part. Will you do yours? Vote, vote, vote. Justice is coming. And yes, these people don't love our country. They despise it. And that's what you're going to see right now. It has already begun. You're going to see it. And as we go throughout this year, yes, you're going to see chaos. Yes, you're going to see the economy crash. Yes, you're going to see war. And the people are going to see the truth of who caused all of this. And this is going to bring the people to Trump's side. And yes, when Trump has the people and the people vote for Trump, that is going to be the shot heard around the world, and it's going to signal to Trump, you have our permission to get these people. The people are saying it's time to take back this country, and that's exactly what he's going to do. But the people needed to see this. The people needed to make up their own mind. The people needed to make this decision on their own in the end, but they needed to see it so they could make a logical decision. You needed to see how these people hate the country. You needed to see how they'll side with the enemy. You needed to see how they'll crash the economy. You needed to see how they'll bring us to war to protect their entire criminal syndicate. You needed to see all of it. Without seeing it, you wouldn't be able to take the country back. Without seeing it, you wouldn't be able to fight for your freedom. Without seeing it, you would not be able to keep this country. This is the second revolution. And the people are fighting back now. And the people are going to take back this country. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. But in the end, I do believe the Patriots are going to win and they're going to take back the country. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.